We're still gathering information about a shooting this afternoon at a high school in South Florida. More than 3,000 students attend Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. It's in the city of Parkland. The Broward Sheriff's Office says at least 17 people are dead. Sheriff Scott Israel also says the suspect in custody is named Nicholas Cruz. He's 19 years old and is not a current student. And he was heavily armed.
He had countless magazines, and at this point, we believe he had one AR-15 rifle. I don't know if he had a second weapon right now.
Earlier, I spoke with a parent, Lizette Rosenblatt. Her daughter goes to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. I started by asking if her daughter is safe.
Yes, thank God. She just got home about 15 minutes ago. It took her about 2.5 hours to get home after she was evacuated. It was a nerve-wracking afternoon, honestly. We got the first text from her about 2:30 in the afternoon, and she told us there was a shooter in the school. She texted us. We told her to stay calm, and the first thing we did was hang up with her and call the school to find out if it was a rumor, if it was true. Mm-hmm. The school verified, and immediately my husband took off towards the school. She was telling me she was safe, she was hiding, but to please call the police because there was somebody hurt and she could hear them crying out for help. She says they were praying. It was a Spanish-speaking student, and she could hear him just crying out. She must have texted me 3 times, please call the police, please call the police, tell them somebody's hurt on my building, in my floor.
Yeah. And then after half an hour, she got back in touch with you again?
She did. What happened in the interim was I had a lot of parents of her friends were calling me, you know, telling me that they had their child, you know, had I talked to mine, and then I just started getting more and more frantic. And I think what happened is that her friends were in different buildings. My daughter was evacuated. She says what happened is the police was banging on the door saying, open up, it's the police. But I guess now they've been trained to not open the door, even when they hear that.
Yeah.
The windows were broken in, and they just escaped. They started running, but she just ran frantically the opposite direction. She ended up at a friend's house hiding out there. And then that's when she was able to call me and tell me she was okay.
What was it like when you got that call?
Oh, my God. I was so happy. I can't even begin to tell you that half hour where I didn't hear from her and hearing that people were shot. That's where it just took me the over the edge, watching the news and knowing that people were actually injured and that she was on the same floor. And immediately you think the worst. We live in a really nice neighborhood, and you think we were just voted, I think, one of the safest cities. And then here we are, Valentine's Day, and this happens, you know. You never think this is going to happen in your neighborhood, in your area, and it does. I'm just praying for all the victims.
Does your daughter know if any of her friends were shot in this incident?
She still doesn't know. Like, her closest friends, her best friends, thankfully, they're fine. We do know someone who was injured. He happens to be a hockey friend of my son's, who's younger, but thankfully he's okay. He got shot, and I think he was grazed in the back. But when she got home, you know, after the hugs and the, I love you, I'm glad you're okay, and I asked her questions, she said that she saw people that were dead. She saw blood on the floor, and they kept telling them not to look. But she says, I couldn't, peripheral vision, you can't avoid it. So she's traumatized, to say the least, as I'm sure many of the kids are.
What's her emotional situation right now? I know she's only just recently come home.
She's in shock, and she doesn't even want to think about school, and she's worried for her friends. And I'm with my neighbors outside now because we live in a community where all of our children go to the same school. So all of the neighbors are outside right now just kind of hugging and like, thank God our kids are fine.
Lizette Rosenblatt, I'm so glad your daughter's okay. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Lizette Rosenblatt is the parent of a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School where there was a shooting today.